Mama came running to stick her head through the door and say, "What on earth, Travis?" "Why, this old stray dog has come and eaten our meat up," I said. I aimed another kick at him. He was quick and rolled out of reach again, just in time, then fell back on the ground and lay there yelling. Then out came little Arliss. He ran past me and fell on the dog and petted him till he stopped howling. Then he put his arms around the dog's neck. He began to yell, "He's my dog! You can't kick him! He's my dog!" This big dog was back on his feet now, wagging his tub tail again and licking the tear off Arliss's face with his pink tongue. Mama laughed. "Well, Travis," she said, "it looks as if we've got a new dog." "But Mama," I said, "you don't mean we'd keep an old, ugly dog like that? One that will come in and steal meat right out of the house." "Well, maybe we can't keep him," Mama said. "Maybe he belongs to somebody around here. We'll want him back." "He doesn't belong to anybody in the settlement," I said. "I know every dog at Salt Licks." "Well then," Mama said, "if he's a stray dog, then there's no reason why little Arliss can't claim him. And you'll have to admit he's a smart dog. Few dogs have sense enough to find out a way to reach a side of meat hanging so high. He must have climbed up on the top of the meal barrel and jumped up from there." I went over and looked at the wooden lid on top of the meal barrel. Sure enough, in the thin film of dust that had settled over it were dog tracks. "Well, all right," I admitted. "He's a smart dog, but still, I don't want him." "Now, Travis," Mama said, "you're not fair. You had a dog when you were little, but Arliss has never had one. He's too little for you to play with, and he gets lonely." I didn't say any more. There was no use arguing with her, but I didn't want that meat-thieving dog. I might have to put up with him for a day or so, but sooner or later, I'll find a way to get rid of him.